Brett is on the line. His mum called earlier because his chook had been arrested for eating grass. Hello, Brett.
Hi, Neil. How are you going?
Okay, what happened?
Basically, my chooks were free-ranging. Got home one night, had a note from the council.
Free-ranging where?
My property. They would go from my property into next door's. On the way home of the night time, they'd go out to... I'm offset off the main road. They'd go and pick some grass on the side of on the major strip area.
Yeah.
And they'd come home into their roost and I'd lock them up at night. Got a note from the council to ring. Rang them. They told me there's some big complaints. They actually took one of my chooks. They then told me that it would cost $148 to get it out of the pound. I then asked the girl, if I didn't pay the $148, what happens? She said that would be the end of the story, and they would relocate the chook.
Relocate the chook, was that mean?
Yep.
In a pot?
Well, they would give it to Animal Aid, and they would relocate the chook to a family. Three times I asked her if that was it. She said, yes, that's it. Got off the phone. 10 minutes later, she rings me back. She told me she'd spoken to one of her supervisors, and there was a $200 fine for an escaped chook. But she said to me, if I pay the $148 and get the chicken out, then I don't pay the $200 fine. If I don't pay the $148, I get the $200 fine.
So the chook was in the pound at this stage?
Yep. Yep.
What's the chook's, what's the chook's name? I don't like referring to it as a chook.
I don't have names.
Don't have names, just chook. No. Okay. All right, so what'd you do?
Then she told me I could have the weekend to think about it, and I said... You can have the chicken because it's an old stock. When they get to an age, they don't lay as much.
Yeah.
And I said, and I'll contest the fine. I then got the fine in the mail and I had to write a letter explaining my argument. My argument was that they couldn't prove that the chook belonged to me, but I was honest enough and said, yes, they belong to me, but I would suspect, or I would expect that you would give me a warning because I don't know all the rules and regulations
of
the council.
Where were the chooks wandering?
They would wander from my property. There's three properties and we're set off the main road. We're set off the road. So they would go into my next door neighbours, frolic around.
So was your neighbour unhappy about it?
No, all my neighbours love them.
So they just, well, if you had a dog or a cat wandering around, you'd be in strife,
exactly.
Wouldn't you?
But then they told me that they could cause an accident. And I said, well, the chicken is not going to stay. They tried to tell me the chickens were on the road. And I said, they're not on the bitumen, they're on the grass, eating the grass. There's no way that they would be on the road.
So where's it all ended up? Have you still got chooks?
No, well, I've still got chooks. I got the fine. I had to write a letter. I wrote the letter on my points. At that time, I was away in northern New South Wales, and Mum rang me up and said, there's a letter back from the council. They've just charged you another $26 on top of your $200.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, they haven't read my letter. She went into the council. They hadn't even read my letter.
Mm.
Then they turned around and said, no, forget about the $200. Forget about the $26. We'll read the letter. And then basically I got a letter last week and they said, they're not going to change. It's my responsibility to know all the rules and regulations.
All right. So where's the original chook?
I don't know. They won't tell me where they've relocated it.
So the chook's been relocated. And your chooks, are they still wandering?
No, I've got to keep them locked up now.
Is that unreasonable?
Well, I like to free range them, but they're always in control. They never cause any problem. But they have their rules. I'm not going to argue about their rules. I was just upset. The biggest point that I had was they gave me the choice: pay $148, don't pay $200, or don't pay $148 and pay $200.
So what did you pay in the end? I've sort of lost track of that. What did you pay?
I haven't. I've got till the 23rd of December to pay them $200.
Are you going to pay?
Yeah, I'll pay.
All right. Thank you, Brett. And thanks to Brett's mum, Lorna, who rang with the great chook story from the Yarra Rangers Council. It is a semi-rural area, I suppose, but I wouldn't like to have chooks wandering around the street where I live. I don't like chooks. But you think about it, you're driving down the road and there's chooks. Oh, I don't know.